Iva Drapalova has lived through and documented some of the most important moments of modern Czech history. Cut off from her family at boarding school and then university in Britain throughout the Second World War, she picked up the English that led her to the job for which she's now best known. Having returned to her homeland, Iva Drapalova became the Associated Press's Woman in the Czech Capital, following on from the Prague Spring of 1968. Mrs. Drapalova, now in her 80s, has just finished writing her memoirs. Iva Drapalova lived in Edinburgh for 2 years, where she studied sociology.
I had a very good Dix in a family of, he was called Mr. Pauline, and he was originally a sailor, and he had all sorts of tattoos on his hand, which was very unusual at that time. And he had a lovely wife called Violet, and they always quarreled on Monday. I just wondered why they're always nice to each other the whole week except on Monday. And then I discovered that she did the washing on Monday, and you did the washing still with hands, and she was tired out. That's why they quarreled, yes.
So how did you end up living with a sailor? Because that doesn't seem the most natural place to...
No. It was, I better maybe explain. My family was close and did quite a lot for the Masaryk family. And when I came to England, I was coming to England to the boarding school for 2 years. I was expecting to come home for Christmas. And I wasn't in England a month and the war broke out and I was cut off from everybody. There were no letters except from time to time, 20 lines through the Red Cross. So I was there 3 years, and then the money had run out, and they came to me, what are they to do? And they would have turned me into a maid, I'm sure, in the school.
But then Jan Masaryk came to the rescue.
I remembered, I told them the last letter which got through was, anything goes wrong, don't hesitate to approach Jan Masaryk, because the family has quite a few debts to us. Yeah? And so I told the school about it, and they approached the government in exile, and the government in exile also approached the British Council, so that I ended having a sort of double scholarship. And in Edinburgh, a girl was working for the British Council, and she was charged with putting me up somewhere, and she put me up to her neighbors. That's how I got into the sailor's family.
So, was Mrs. Drapalova frequently in contact with the Czech government in exile in London during the war? The answer seems to be yes, during her time at St. Paul's.
There was a Czech house in Grosvenor Place, and the landlady didn't really like me to go in the blackout, which I can understand, yes. But I did go from time to time there and listen to lectures. There was also Jan Masaryk there, and so...
You never considered staying in Britain, I mean, after the war. Despite the nice time that you had in Edinburgh, it was not a sort of natural place for you to be, or...?
I had all my family here, and I was and am very patriotic, yes. So when I came back to Czechoslovakia, and there were all these students who for 6 years couldn't study, yes, I was absolutely thrilled. Yeah, because it was such an intellectual climate, yes, and people would stay behind after lectures and discuss and so on and so on. Well, that I didn't have in Edinburgh, I must say. Yeah.
You'd been away for a sort of sizable amount of time, and at a time when a lot had changed. I mean, did you see lots of things very shockingly different, or?
Well, no. You are thinking about communism or that. No. What really shocked me was why everybody asked me, why did you come back? And people were really scared of the Germans. You wouldn't believe it, but they were scared of the Germans. They didn't believe they wouldn't come back, and they didn't believe they wouldn't take a revenge, and so on. Yeah? And when I came back, the Russian soldiers were still in, and it was a very curious situation. I was in Brno, and imagine they were the soldiers apparently got the cows in Germany, and they were driving them on foot, yes, right through Czechoslovakia to Soviet Union. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Drazí přátelé, děkuji vám srdečně za pozdraví a uvítání. Rád jsem se tu v Brně zastavil už proto, že bych při této příležitosti chtěl něco říci všem svým krajanům Moravákům.
Shortly after Mrs. Drapalova returned, what was then Czechoslovakia experienced a communist coup. What did she make of the events of 1948?
By then I was married to a professor of chemistry in Prague, and he was practically immediately chucked out from the university. But, you know, it's a curious sort of situation we were in. It looks so black and white now. It wasn't that black and white for us, yeah? Because we still had this fear of Germany. We still didn't trust really the West. We did trust the West, and we didn't, yes? And we still believed the Russians had liberated us. We felt we were in the Russian camp. We were put there. We didn't think we belonged into it, but we were put there by the West. I always remember a friend who was a veterinary, and you had the beginning of the cooperatives. Now, that was extremely tough on the people involved, extremely tough on them personally. Yeah? And he was saying, well, what am I to do? I am against it, but am I to sabotage the screening of cows and eliminating the tuberculosis and brucellosis and all that? Am I to sabotage that? Yeah? Or am I to go with them? Yeah? So it was, you know, it was not that simple for people.
What then ensued was the period of communist rule, which is generally considered here to be one of the darkest chapters in the country's history. The 1950s in the former Czechoslovakia are often remembered for their political trials and witch hunts.
My first husband was thrown out, and he emigrated to England and later on to Canada and left me pregnant here. And after 5 years, I remarried, and I married into the family where my husband's father was in jail for sentenced to 17 years, and brother-in-law to 11 years, and so on. But even my mother, when I told him, would ask, what did they do? People just did not believe you could get into jail without doing anything, yeah? And she was saying, well, I know that the sentence is ridiculous, but he must have done something.
Come 1968, the climate had changed. Throughout the course of the Prague Spring, the world watched Czechoslovakia push through liberal reforms. Other members of the former Soviet bloc looked on with disapproval, and on August the 21st, Warsaw Pact Soviet-led tanks rolled in to put a halt to the liberalisation.
I was happily translating books at the time. And my husband was traveling, it was right just after the invasion. My husband was traveling to Brno and sitting next to an AP correspondent. And they got talking, and the AP correspondent started complaining that they need badly somebody to translate and interpret, and that they can't find anybody. And my husband said, well, why don't you approach my wife? She is a vice president of the Translators Interpreters Union. She might be able to get you somebody. So he came, and I really tried. But what I discovered was, before the invasion, to work for a Western agency, that was the thing, yes? And it was a very tight circle. They would not let anybody else in because it was well paid and prestige and all that. But now, after the invasion, they got scared. Lots of them went with their correspondents to Vienna. Others were holding up in their country cottages, and nobody was willing to do it. And I didn't want to do it either. When they called me up, I said, well, you know, I would help you, but I'm really a housewife, yes. And I could almost hear at the other end, I don't want any bloody housewife sort of thing. But in the end, I said, I'll come and help you for a week. I came to help for a week, and I got hooked and stayed the next 20 years.
But what made you get hooked? What made you change your mind? And
well, it was a question of really, again, of maybe mistaken patriotism, thinking it was still important that the West should be informed.
Iva Drapalova retired from the post of AP correspondent in 1988, but she hasn't been idling since that time. She's just finished writing her memoirs.
After I retired, I thought I better start doing something, so I started writing in English my memoirs for the years. I wanted really to call it originally 20 years with AP or from Dubček to Havel or something like that. And I did it very conscientiously. I took every single file from the AP, and every chapter was really based on things which I might not remember on the one hand, and on the other hand, I had gone to Pardubice and got my STB file, and I had 1,300 pages of it, so that when I was writing, I had the AP file and I had the police file, so which I was sort of putting together.
Why did you write it in English and not in Czech?
Mind you, I am now writing in Czech, and I have to often look into the dictionary because for so long I've been writing. And anyway, I was thinking of an English audience.